Today we celebrate Epiphany, when the truth of the Christ child was revealed to Gentiles for the first time in the form of these magi, or wise men from the East. These wise men had never read the prophecies of Isaiah. They were not familiar with the stories of King David or the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yet they followed a star that led them to Bethlehem in Judea, to a manger and a babe in swaddling clothes. Much of what we think we know about these magi is speculation and often comes from hymns, stories, and even movie representations. Even the early Christians commented on who these men might have been, giving them names and describing their physical features to show that they represented the diversities of human ethnicities and cultures. They've been described as astrologers, mapping the planets and stars and predicting world events. After having traveled once again to Southwest and Central Florida and back again, I cannot help imagining that the Magi used GPS on their journey westward over the sand dunes and deserts of the ancient Middle East. I wonder how much time it took them on their chosen route and how many times their GPS would have to recalculate when a camel decided to veer off in another direction or tell them to do U-turns. Did they deviate from their route and stop at the Starbucks down the road? How many traffic jams did they encounter when one caravan sideswiped another, or a herd of goats blocked the narrow road through the Zargos Mountains? Were the Persians doing road construction during peak traveling seasons? How many rest stops did they find in the Arabian desert? And what treats did they find in their vending machines? And most importantly, how might the story in Matthew have changed if they had opted to take the bypass around Jerusalem instead of getting on the HOV lane straight into Herod's temple? Regardless of the routes that they took or what they may have encountered along the way, the Magi made a similar journey to Judea to that of the exiled people of Israel to whom Isaiah prophesied in chapter 60. When the prophet says to Jerusalem, "Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms," it was God's promise to return those exiles to their holy city. They too were told to arise and shine, for their guiding light had arrived. The sons and daughters of Zion would return, along with the abundance and wealth of the nations, carried on the backs of young camels, carrying gold and frankincense, and singing praises to the Lord. This hope for abundance and plenty would not be contained or hoarded for the people of Israel, but would be for all people. Nations shall come to your light and kings to bring to the brightness of your dawn. It was a rallying cry for victory over their captives and a chance to reclaim their place in the international world. Arise, shine. The time has come to return to the land of your ancestors. The wait is over. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon you. Whether we realize it or not, we are living in a time of exile, a time of dissension, of feeling disconnected to who we are as a people. The senselessness of the recent attacks in New Orleans and Las Vegas, both carried out by veterans, leaves us grasping for answers once again. In the midst of a contentious political transition, Jimmy Carter, beloved by millions of Americans, has passed away. He was perhaps the greatest example of a past president of the United States continuing to live out his call to rise up and follow God's light, to be God's light in a hurting world. Friends, we are now the ones to whom Isaiah speaks. In light of the revelation of the Christ child, we are called to follow God's light, to be God's light in this world. Matthew urges us in chapter 5 to let our lights shine so that all people may see our good works and glorify God in heaven. The people of Israel joyfully followed God's light to Jerusalem. The Magi followed God's light to Bethlehem. Where will you take God's light this year? To whom will you share the good news of the Christ child, of a God who dwells among us, who feels our pain and delights in our joys, who wipes away our tears and lifts up our eyes to gaze upon his face? Friends, the light of God no longer dwells in a star. It does not guide us to a specific latitude or longitude. The light of God has been given to you and dwells within your hearts and shines through your eyes, so that every life you encounter may experience the light and love of God through you. May it be so in 2025 and beyond. Amen.